there is an interesting question in the laws of Eruv Tafshilin. We know that the Eruv Tafshilin allows us to cook from Erev Shabbat to Shabbat, which is Yom Tov to Shabbat. That we know. The question is, does the Eruv Tafshilin allow me to make other preparations from Yom Tov to Shabbat that are not food related? Rav Chida in the Sefer Ma'azik Beracha in Siman Tafresh Samech Zayin Sif Katan Bet, it seems he holds from there that Eruv Tafshilin really was established for cooking, and that's it. Unless you say Beferush at the time of the establishing of the Eruv, that you want this Eruv not only to allow you to cook and to bake, but like we say in the reading, "V'le'me'ibad kol sarchana me'yom tov le'shabbat," and to fulfill all our necessities. He says, if you say those words, then they'll allow you other items as well. Therefore, preferably, it is proper to say those words like it's written in the Mahzurim, "L'me'ibad kol sarchana." But even if a person did not say those words, we follow the poskim that say that the Eruv automatically covers all items. For an example, on Friday, the Misader, when we put away the Sefer Torah, he now wants to move the Sefer in order to prepare it for tomorrow, the Shabbat. So he's preparing from Friday to Shabbat, Yom Tov to Shabbat. Is he allowed to prepare the Sefer Torah from one day to the next? He's allowed. Why? Only because of Eruv Tafshilin. If there was no Eruv Tafshilin, you would not be allowed to move the Sefer Torah only on Shabbat morning. When they take the Sefer Torah out, then you have to start moving it. But what allows us to move the Sefer Torah after the Mincha, let's say, where it's still Yom Tov, is because of Eruv Tafshilin. Furthermore, the people that run the Mikvaot, so, for example, the ladies' mikveh. So, on Yom Tov itself, on Friday, they prepare the mikveh. Either they make sure the mikveh is heated, and they clean it to make sure whoever's going to come on Lil Shabbat, the mikveh is going to be prepared. What do you mean? But you're preparing the mikveh from Yom Tov to Shabbat. What's the heter for them to do that? Eruv Tafshilin. What's the heter in order to prepare the house? On Friday afternoon, the ladies cleaning dishes. You're cleaning the beds, you're cleaning the couch, you're making sure everything is prepared. You're preparing for Shabbat. Eruv Tafshilin. Furthermore, Mahzurim. A person, for example, Friday afternoon, he wants to take his Mahzur home because he wants it home for Kiddush, for Lil Shabbat. He doesn't need it for Yom Tov. But he takes his Mahzur home in the afternoon and he leaves it home so he can make Kiddush from the Mahzur. You're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbat. It's okay, Eruv Tafshilin. So again, Nechatahila, you should say, Ulme'ibad kol sarchana, just to be covered according to all the opinions. But even if you didn't say it, the Eruv automatically handles not only food preparation, but all other preparations as well.